In the studio with me, we've got Kaylee Moss, and Harry.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Now, you've been singing for a while, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you've got this, we're going to play you the single in a second, it's called Life.
That's right.
Do you write your own songs? Or?
Yeah, so for the last 3 or 4 years now, we've been writing our own songs, and yeah.
And that's do you find it easy? Or?
Yeah, it's just, well, kind of come naturally. It didn't start like that.
Sometimes it can be painful. It's just a process. We start with a set of lyrics, or we start with a guitar riff, and we sort of grow it and build it and sort of nurture it like a plant.
I like that. You grow it, it matures.
And sometimes it dies, and sometimes it blossoms.
We've got like notepads and notepads full of lyrics, and we just write like everything that comes into our head. It's like, okay, we write that down and then just see what happens. There's no,
so it's when you're taught, when you, it must be the same as being a presenter on a radio show, you're taught to constantly keep your eyes and ears open for stuff that's going on around you, and all that. Is it the same with writing the song?
Yeah
Inspiration definitely comes from life, from the world around us.
And I'll just be sitting in the car, and all of a sudden I'll come up with a little lyric of a person that I've just seen walk down the road, and I'm like, I wonder what their life is, and then I'm like, start thinking about it, and then take what I've got from that day and just put it to paper.
So do you do the lyric first and then all the accompaniment second?
Well, it depends.
There's no we haven't found the magic formula.
Anything that works, just get it down on paper.
I might have an idea of a lyric or a guitar riff, or Kaylee might have an idea of a lyric or a melody, and she'll sing a melody.
Yeah, like hum it and something.
And we'll sort of take it from there. Yeah. So it could be either, really.
Right. So why did you start? Was it just inspiration? Got up one morning going, oh no, I'm going to start singing now. That's that.
Well, I've always like been a singer, like from a young age, like maybe even before I could talk, maybe. Always liked listening to like pop and stuff, and I went down a musical theatre background, so I started doing loads of shows, and I kind of started finding my own voice, and kind of thought, oh, maybe I'm a little bit different, maybe I want to start finding myself, because I was a bit lost. And I think then that's how I got into the whole singing and writing and stuff like that.
So. Is it something you want to pursue as a career, the pair of you? Yeah,
definitely.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
So for me, I've been in bands since I was sort of left school.
Yeah.
And Kaylee was looking for someone to play guitar with her, and there I was.
Yeah.
Just a match made in heaven, so to speak.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself going? Where would you like this to go?
Wherever it takes us, really. Like, just want people just to appreciate our music and can relate to it, and hopefully finds comfort in some people. For the future, I don't know, just wherever it takes us. Like, as long as I'm carrying on singing and writing stuff, then
See, that's the good thing. If you're doing it because it's really what you want to do, the time doesn't matter, really, does it? It just takes as long as it takes, really, because you're enjoying it along the way.
That's it. Yeah, we've got some good plans with shows coming up and releases coming up and all sorts of things like that, and we just want to keep having that space to write and create and perform, don't we?
Yep.
So have you got management at the moment that's handling you? Or are you open and looking for management at the moment?
So we're working with a label that's releasing some of our songs in the coming months, but we don't have any management at the moment, no.
Okay. So you haven't been... You've semi-been picked up by a label, but... Yeah. Well, it's nice to have... It's not, because once they get their claws into you, that's it, you're mine.
Yeah.
You know it's going to go... So it's best to keep your options open.
Yeah. So we got some really good support from the label we're working with to release the stuff and just see where it grows from there.
Yeah. So if you were... When you first started looking at this, who inspired you and who would you like to aspire to be like?
Julia Michaels. She's... do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay, so she's an American singer-songwriter. She's wrote songs for different people. Britney Spears was one of them. I just find that she... I can really relate to her stuff, and how she writes is... I find it quite earthly. Does that make sense? So I would say that she's something that I can look up to now and be like, oh, I can picture myself being like that.
Okay.
Yeah, or... close to. Not like that.
Right, we're going to play your single now. It's called Life.
Yeah.
Very good song. Very, very good song.
Thank you.
And what inspired you to write this one?
Life in general. So it was like, I don't know, with everything that's happening in the world, what we hear on the news and stuff, just to find a bit of hope and make people realise actually, like, life is what you make it. And, like, given, like, the freedom that we have in life, that the next generation can have that.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't dwell on the negative and stay positive.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right. This is Kaylee Moss and Life. Breakfast on Brentwood and Billerick is Phoenix FM in association with St Francis Hospice. So that was Kaylee Moss and Life. Very nice too. Now, say that somebody's listening right now and they want to buy this. Where can they buy it?
So it's getting released on iTunes and Spotify hopefully by the end of October, November time.
Okay.
More so November, I reckon. But they can find all the information they need to find on Kaylee Moss Official.
That's on Facebook, yeah?
That's Facebook, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So that's www.facebook.com and just type in Kaylee Moss, Kaylee Moss Official. See, my brain's done it again.
Getting tongue-tied here.
Yeah.
Putting those odd bits
need
in.
Need more coffee.
I do need more coffee, to be honest with you. You need to inject it, I think.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. It really is my pleasure. And we'll have a chat again soon when you've made your first million.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
We'll come back. Yeah, definitely.